This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Okay, I got some good news for you. Researchers at the University of Vermont have built a tool called the Hedonometer. It looks at real-time data and tons of electronic text and tries to figure out, basically, whether we're all using more positive or more negative words. And to the chagrin of all internet trolls and YouTube commenters, turns out we generally sound quite happy. Chris Danforth is professor of mathematical, natural, and technical sciences at the University of Vermont, and he worked on the new online tool. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you, Ben?
I'm well. So where did all this data come from?
Well, we collected words from social media. So we parse about 50 million tweets every day, movie subtitles and books that Google has scanned, and basically anywhere you could find electronic text. And we gather all of these sources of text to try and find out what words people use.
And it turns out a lot of the words that we use on the internet are happy words?
Yeah. So basically, the experiment we did was to collect the most frequently used words in 10 languages. Every language we looked at has more happy words than sad words. And what we do with this is we take these atoms of language and try and develop a new instrument to measure in real time how well people are doing around the world.
All right. So...
Vermont is the happiest state over the last 30 days.
Just because you're based in Vermont. Okay.
You would think we've dialed our instrument to reflect that. But no, people are talking about the amazing snow and being out with their family. And you can go to hedonometer.org to see that.
Who might use this tool?
Well, we see the hedonometer as this new instrument giving a new signal that a public policymaker or someone like President Obama would be able to use to understand how people are feeling effectively in real time, so that if some decision is made about how money should be invested in the local economy in some city, you could see what the reaction is to how people's behavior changes. And rather than using some anecdotal tweet, you can go and look at sort of the big data perspective on how people are feeling.
Chris Danforth is professor of mathematical, natural, and technical sciences at the University of Vermont, which apparently is the happiest state in the union, at least in recent days. Chris, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.